This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وبعد يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند حسن عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال الحديث عند أبي داود وعند ابن حبان أيضا. حديث tonight in collection of Imam Tirmidhi has a reasonable chain of narration, and it's also in the collection of Abu Dawood and Ibn Hibban as well. And this is within the theme of understanding Iman, and we're going to do probably another 10-15 hadith within this theme, and I'll try to summarize it all at the end, inshallah, once I conclude writing the hadith. And he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, qala akmalu al-mu'minina imanan ahsanuhum khuluqa wa khiyarukum khiyarukum li sa'ikum khuluqa. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, the mu'mins who have the most complete degree of Iman are the ones who have the best ethics or the best character. And the best of you are the best of you towards their women in terms of their character. Now, Al-Bazzar adds in his Musnad, narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, أَكْمَلُ النَّاسِ إِيمَانًا, it's a little bit of different wording, أَكْمَلُ النَّاسِ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا وَإِنَّ الْخُلُقَ الْحَسَنَ وَإِنَّ حُسْنَ الْخُلُقِ لَيَبْلُغُ دَرَجَةَ الصَّوْمِ وَالصَّلَةِ. Where he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, the best people in terms of the highest degree of Iman in terms of people are the ones who have the best character. And great character or high character or good ethics will allow you to reach the levels of prayer and fasting. Meaning, if you're someone who does not do a lot of rituals, you can make up for lost ground in terms of rituals of prayer and fasting with good character. I think this is very important that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm bringing you these two ahadith, because he is just evidence for you that he talked about the same concept more than once. There's actually a couple more ahadith where he used the same wording alayhi salatu wasalam. And the importance of it is because it's pointing out a certain aspect. It is connecting directly. It is directly associating Iman, which is a concept. Again, for us, we look at it, it's just belief. It's just faith. In Islam, it's not. The problem with Iman is the translation for it in English, where it's turned to belief or faith. That's really not what it is. I wish it was. It's not. That's not what Iman means in Arabic for it to mean that in English. So when we just turn it into belief or faith, we're taking it into just, it's becoming an intellectual comprehension, meaning it's an article of a perspective, of how you see the world. It's a worldview. That's all it is. And in Islam, it's not what it is. Iman is way more than that. Iman is only, it's a belief that has become so profound and so meaningful to you, and has picked up a specific space within your subconsciousness that is causing you to behave in a certain manner. If it didn't enter your subconsciousness to the point where it's directing and driving behavior, then it's not really Iman. And the reason that I think that hadith tonight, I talked about it, subhanAllah, yesterday, Sheikh Al-Qari Al-Jami' Abu Anas Mahmoud Juma Ubaid Rahmatullah Ali passed away. He is the teacher of my teacher. He is the person that my sheikh gave me my ijazah through him. So once I took my ijazah from my sheikh, I asked him, is your teacher still alive? Because he is the student of the Sheikh Abdul Aziz Yunus Sud, rahimahullah, Mufti Hims, who's a known scholar of Syria. He told me he was still alive, and he was Imam Jami' al-Rawd. He was the Imam of Jami' al-Rawd, of a small mosque in the midst of Damascus. He's been Imam there for over 45 years. So I went and I visited him, maybe early 2010. And this gentleman, he was, and this is, all my teachers are the same. He was he passed away in his mid-80s, and he was a pharmacist. This gentleman was he was a pharmacist by trade, that's what, by profession. He was a pharmacist for over 35 years, and he worked in his own pharmacy. And all of my teachers, by the way, had professions, all of them. I was not educated by anybody who did not study something else and had a trade or profession some way to make their own living where they were not dependent on the government. They did not need someone to pay them their salary in order for them to do what they did. He was the imam of this masjid for over 45 years. And he is a jami' qari' al-qira'at al-ashr. He was one of the person who had all 10 recitations. He was a known faqih of Damascus. And one of the most humble people that you'll ever run to. Most people who lived in his neighborhood did not know, had no idea that he was an alim at all. He was just Am Abu Anas, who if you needed a question about hajj or zawaj or talaq, you can ask him. They did not know the degree of knowledge this person actually had, because he just kept it hidden. He was someone who was extremely humble. He would spend time with children, as much time as they needed in terms of Quran recitation. Meaning, the way he conducted himself was just so simple. It was just to the point where people around him did not even know the value of the person that actually lived amongst them. Always smiling, always easygoing. Rahmatullah alayhi. Not once did he. I was not a very good student. Always smile. Always gave me the time. Always made sure he let me make my mistakes and come back again and again. Rahmatullah alayhi. And he continued to do that till the day he died yesterday. He was imam of his masjid until the day that he passed away. And most people just knew him as Amm Abu Anas. The children would run around. He always had candy in his pocket to give people. That's how he functioned. And the reason that I bring, you know, kind of made me think about this hadith and him, is that the Prophet ﷺ is saying, أَكْمَلُ لِمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا. Those who have the perfect, the highest degree of iman, are the ones who are أَحْسَنُهُمْ قُلُقًا. The ones who have the best character, the best ethics. Those who just, you want to be around, you want to talk to, you want to be a part of, because they always treat you well. They just have that unique aspect of their behavior, because iman to them is not just, this is what I believe in. Iman is something that is now a part of who they are, and is driving how they are behaving. This is what Islam, this is what iman is. Anything short of that is not really iman. It's a claim. It's a claim. I claim la ilaha. You can claim whatever you want. La ilaha illallah is the only truth that exists out there. You can claim it. But in order for it to be iman, it has to go deeper than just the superficial part of your frontal cortex. It has to go much deeper into who you are, so that it actually can drive how you're going to treat people around you and how you're going to carry yourself in the world. Which is why the Prophet ﷺ would add those pieces of hadith. Khiyar, and the best of you are the best of you towards their women. That's where you show your true colors. It's the person you're married to. You know, you can put on whatever front you want in front of everyone, but you can't fool your spouse. You can't fool your wife. He knows you. He knows you well. Because you can only put on the show for so long before you have to drop it and just be who you are. So she knows who you are. The best of you are the best towards your women, those who are truly good. That means you're truly, truly good, because it's going to come off to your spouse 100%. That's why he said, and good ethics will allow you to reach the status of prayer and fasting. Because we may not be doing a lot of prayers or fasting a lot, but don't worry, you can make up for that lost ground. If you just have great character. If you just have, then how do you have great character? أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا. You have to have that first piece. كَمَالُ الْإِيمَانِ. The perfection of your iman. You have to perfect the craft of what it means to have iman. Which is why I think is something worth contemplating. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند حسن عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخياركم خياركم لنسائكم خلقا صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وصحبه اجمعين. Inshallah, this weekend we restart the weekend halaqat, so Friday, Saturday and Sunday. It'll be after Maghrib, obviously. Nothing is after Isha aside from these khawatir, and even these khawatir are a little bit of a stretch because it's 10:20 already, but all the halaqat will restart inshallah. Friday will be the tafsir in Arabic, and Saturday will be Sirah, and Sunday will be the tafsir in English. We'll make some changes to these things inshallah as we move along, but for